Westlock. RCMP Staff Sergeant Al Baird, the man who's headed the 12-member Westlock RCMP detachment since February 2018, will be moving on to a new Alberta posting mid-month. Baird, 58, admitted that it'll definitely be a bit of a change of pace, but a challenge that I'm looking forward to, when he joins the 90-plus member Parkland RCMP detachment as one of two watch commanders following his last day in Westlock December 16. Baird, who grew up in southern Alberta and counts over 35 years in the RCMP, says he'll fondly look back on time in Westlock, which was the seventh stop in his career. He did admit that if he had been contemplating retirement, he probably would have stayed a little longer and finished his time as a Mountie here. "It's been great. Rural policing is always something that I've enjoyed, and to come here and to get to know all of the people and the members, it's one of the best postings I've ever had. I've done rural and urban policing, and to be honest, I enjoy rural policing the best," he said. "And the crew that I've had here has been just fantastic, from the administrative staff to the members and working collaboratively with the traffic unit. I mean, it's been fantastic. I'm just under 2 months shy of 5 years in Westlock, and in the RCMP you typically stay 3 to 5 years at a detachment and then you transfer on. So, it was time to go, and now it's time for someone new to come in and bring in some fresh ideas." Baird, who can be described as an easygoing, people person who always has a smile on his face, said he's been most proud of the relationships he's been able to forge with the municipal councillors at the town, county and village, as well as the MD of Lesser Slave River, local citizens on patrol groups and the media, to get our message out, and form partnerships to keep the public informed. He said pulling off the veil of policing and being transparent has allowed citizens to see what they do, as he's always encouraged the public to be a part of the process by reporting suspicious vehicles and persons, or to just call in with complaints or tips. "When I first got here, I heard a lot of negative stuff as far as the police weren't doing enough as far as the prolific offenders. But once we explained how the process works, I think people realize where the issue is. We're just one part of the justice system and can only do so much," he said. At the November 28 Town Council meeting, which saw Baird present his final crime stats report and thank them for your input, your suggestions, and your willingness to listen and to make the citizens of Westlock safer, Mayor Ralph Larajay lauded him for his commitment to the town, while councillors showered him with a round of applause. "We certainly thank you for your service to our community. In our strategic plan, our number one goal is that our community is widely recognized for great governance, and I think a big part of that is communication and mutual respect," said Larajay. "It's been a pleasure working with you and building that relationship, and it's worked out very, very well for our community. We wish you all the very best in your new endeavor in Parkland." Baird said the process to find his replacement, who will also be a staff sergeant, has started, but it probably won't be until early 2023 when a successor is named, as the competition officially closed December 7. The decision will be made by brass at the district level. As it stands, the detachment is still short one constable, while Corporals Riley Sutherland and Brad Schramm, who are very good, experienced members, will share in running the detachment, with help from district, if they need it, after he leaves. "The application packages have to be reviewed, so it could take a while," Baird explained. "I would say to give it 90 days from the closing date, but it could be shorter or even longer depending on a host of factors." George Blaise, TownandCountryToday.com.